but it wasn't easy. In fact, it seemed to get harder by the minute. What the heck was wrong with her? She was the Ice Queen. Not even Brad Pitt or Brendan Fraser made her lustful, and they were in full living color. What was it about that drawing? About him? Grace took a careful bite of the pizza and defiantly moved to an armchair across the room. There, she'd show that book and Selena that she was in control. 4 pieces of pizza, 2 Hostess cupcakes, 4 glasses of wine, and a full movie later, she and Selena were lying on the floor draped over stacked sofa cushions while they laughed at 16 candles. "Gracie?" Selena asked, her voice full of mirth. "Are you tipsy?" She giggled again. "Maybe just comfortably toasty. Pop-tart toasty." Selena laughed at Grace and pulled the band from Grace's hair. "Then are you willing to try a little experiment?" "No," Grace said emphatically, brushing her loose hair behind her ears. "I don't want to Ouija or do the pendulum thing. And I swear if I see one tarot card or runestone, I'll yak cupcake all over you." Biting her lower lip, Selena pulled the book off the table and flipped it open. 5 minutes to midnight. She held the picture up for Grace's inspection and pointed to the incredible form. "What about him?" Grace looked at it and smiled. "He is yummy, isn't he?" Well, that was definitely progress. Selena couldn't remember the last time Grace had complimented a guy's looks. She waved the book teasingly before Grace's face. "Come on, Gracie, admit it. You want this handsome guy." "If I said I wouldn't toss him out of my bed for eating crackers, would you leave me alone?" "Maybe. What else wouldn't you toss him out of bed for?" She rolled her eyes and laid her head down on the pillow. "Eatin' greasy, grimy gopher guts?" "Now I think I'm gonna yak."
"Watch the movie."
"Only if you'll try this one itty-bitty chant." Grace raised her head and sighed. She knew better than to argue with Selena. She had that look, and nothing short of a meteorite crashing through the house would make her stop until she got her way. Besides, what was the harm? She'd learned years ago that nothing ever came of Selena's silly chants and spells. "All right, if it'll ease your pain, I'll do it." "Yay!" Selena said, grabbing her arm and pulling her to her feet. "We need to go out to the deck." "Fine, but I'm not ripping the head off a voodoo chicken or drinking anything disgusting." Feeling like a kid at a sleepover who had lost a truth or dare contest, Grace allowed Selena to pull her outside her sliding glass doors. The damp air filled her lungs as crickets chirped, and 1,000 stars twinkled above them. Grace supposed it was a beautiful night to summon a love slave. She snickered at the thought. "What do you want me to do?" she asked Selena. "Wish on some planet?" Shaking her head, Selena moved her to stand in the circle of moonlight where it fell over the eaves of her roof. Selena handed her the opened book. "Hold this to your breast." "Oh, baby," Grace said in mock desire as she cuddled the book to her chest like a lover. "You make me so hot and horny, I just can't wait to sink my teeth into that wonderful body of yours."